It's like with Iran right now. Is it good that Iran has the ability to press the blow up the global economy button? No, not really. But it's also not good that Israel and America think they can do whatever they want with no consequences. This one's pretty crazy. A massive Omani oil depot right along the strait has been struck by Iran. That's just right there. Just a little roadside attraction while you're passing through. Wait, the people filming are speaking Chinese? Well, that makes sense. Aren't Chinese one of the only groups allowed to actually move through the strait? In fact, my understanding is that right now Iran is actually moving more oil than before through the strait because only they and Chinese vessels, or anyone that Iran is selling to, like China, are moving through the strait. They're actually making more now than they were before. Images were published online of the Mayuri Nari Bangkok cargo vessel struck with a guided boat drone. Drone boat? By Iran this morning. Wow, that is a hole in the side of the ship. So a torpedo? Yeah, I guess. I mean, boat drone kind of suggests torpedo to me, but you know, I'm no expert on the subject. God damn, man. No one's moving through the strait. Three vessels, likely oil tankers or cargo ships, have been targeted by Iranian guided drone boats or anti-ship missiles at a distance of 25 nautical miles from Ras al Khaimah, 11 nautical miles from Oman, and 50 nautical miles from Dubai. Fascinating stuff. Where was that? Damn, I wish I could find it. Where was that one picture? It's circulating social media. It is a shot from the deck of one of these ships where you can see the Omani oil depot fire from it. Like you it's like a panoramic view and you can see just how fucked everything is. View from a cargo ship at the Omani port of Salalah this evening. Look at this when things are going fine. Just a keen little shot moving through the strait. This feels like AI. That's what I thought at first, but I saw it getting reposted by a lot of people, and also it doesn't depict anything inaccurate. I saw info that it's fake. Really? Like, we know that this Omani oil depot has been struck. I think this is just a shot from some of the ships around it while they're trying to put everything out. Man, the fog of war, huh? Oman has been the only true neutral country this whole time, and they've been the only one on Iran's side, which makes me doubt that it was an order from Iran. I don't know. Iran says, Iran said earlier today that they're abandoning their retaliatory directive and that they're just going to focus on maximizing the cost of oil. They're no longer going to strike countries that have struck them. They just want to get that number up. So given that, it follows their current directive of maximize damage. Got to do it when you're fighting the Antichrist. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is opening up its coffers. 400 million barrels. Isn't that about a third of the global reserve? For the United States, it's 400 million. But what about global? Yeah, 1.2 billion barrels of publicly held or public emergency oil stocks. So this is about one third of the IEA total emergency oil. What about the EU? We're talking the whole IEA, the International Energy Agency. That includes us, the EU. A lot of other folks. And in spite of that, oil prices are barely moving. It's really cool how the past couple of years have revealed that the only thing that actually moves the markets is Truth Social posts from Trump, you know? Shouldn't oil price drop a lot when pushing 400 million barrels? That's my point. The only thing that actually shifts the market is what Trump says, because investors are fucking retards. Like, the price of everything is completely disconnected from the actual scarcity of the thing that's being sold. It no connection whatsoever. All in on AI. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what... This is what happens when you globally financialize. Everything becomes a speculative market. The price of everything no longer has anything to do with its utility. The price of a house, the price of a technology, the price of a company, the price of everything, all of them just become abstract valuations of what somebody else might theoretically pay for them and not like a representation of a real world use case. It's not good, but you can't ignore reality forever. So you're saying supply and demand has suddenly become fake? Supply and demand only really works when you are making decisions about pricing based on material economic factors. If you're not, then who the fuck cares, right? Literally, who cares? I am not by any means an expert on this, but my guess would be that if the market was responding rationally to what's happening right now, it would probably be like well over 130. 300? Well, Iran wants it to hit 200. Trump plans to invoke emergency law for Sable liquid natural gas amid oil supply concerns. Sable? I know that South Korea has, for the first time in like 20, 30 years, input price stabilization on oil. The South Korean market is fucked. South Korea and Japan get a lot of their fossil fuels from here. Japan's better off than South Korea at the moment. Many such cases. It's hurting a lot of American allies. Good. Then they shouldn't be American allies. And certainly not Israel's. Yeah. Speaking of the consequence of being an ally to America, South Korea suffered a lot in allowing the United States to put its Patriot and Thaad air defense systems in there. I didn't know that much about this until I read up on it this morning. But when we put our weapons in South Korea and our radar defense systems, it led to a massive falling out between South Korea and China. Billions of dollars in trade lost, tourists getting pulled back. I mean, it was a huge thing. Like, South Korea really suffered, but they preferred having our radar defense systems there because of North Korea. They thought, well, it's worth a suffering relationship with China if it means getting to, you know, have the top of the line air defense systems against North Korea. But now we're pulling all those systems out of South Korea so that we can feed them to Iranian Shahid drones. We've already lost the one half of the total number of them in the world, not just from South Korea. Yep, we're pulling it from all over the world. We're literally dismantling the American empire. It's the most advanced radar system on Earth, and we are taking 100% of its capacity away from the world and putting them in the Middle East for nothing, to defend Israel. Deploying a Patriot air defense battery to Malatya, Turkey. Okay, Iran doesn't even need to hit this one. Turkey hates Israel enough. They're just going to destroy this one on their own. Doesn't this leave South Korea vulnerable? Yes. And funnily enough, right after we took away our radar defense systems, North Korea started doing test missile launchers from their new destroyer. Look at this. Literally, within 24 hours of us removing the Thaad missile defense system from South Korea, Kim is like, seems like a good time. Let's make him sweat. Kim does nothing wins. It's worth noting that, like, the Juche ideology might end up getting more vindicated than anyone thought. North Korea is the only remaining, like, Soviet bloc-aligned country that has gone completely unmolested by the West. Get nukes quickly, cut off trade with everyone, focus on your own shit. And I guess, like, I don't want to admit it, but maybe their incredibly brutal totalitarian governance has actually helped keep them safe from Western intervention. I guarantee you there have been a million plots by the CIA over the years to try to, I don't know, internally overthrow them. We've been doing Cuba shit to North Korea for a long time. It's possible that the surveillance state they have over there has kept them safe. Yeesh. Former Israeli PM saying Turkey is next. They've been threatening this for a while. Turkey is the real enemy. Forever war.
Let me just ask you whether there's a risk of further confrontation with Turkey based on comments that you've said in the past.
Well, we need to ensure that Erdogan doesn't create a new alliance of radical Islam-Sunni version, meaning an axis between himself, Julani, Qatar, and Hamas. We've been facing for many decades the Shiite radical Islam, and I hope that Turkey doesn't choose to foment terror and Islamism.
Israel can barely handle what they're doing right now with Iran and with Lebanon. Just throwing in Turkey and Qatar and everyone into that bucket as well. Insane. It's crazy. These people need to be stopped. There's no, like, there is no point where enough will be enough. They will just keep invading countries until, like, they are stopped. They're, you know, their hands have to be broken. For their own good, the Israeli population would be a lot safer if they didn't feel comfortable invading every neighboring nation.
In its power. It's up to Turkey, ultimately. If they seek peace, yeah, we definitely want peace. But if they try and...
It's kind of pointless that North Korea is off Western influence when they're their own worst enemy and is close to hell on earth when it comes to an average North Korean life. I don't really know that much about what the average North Korean life is like, but my guess is that what they're doing right now probably has a better long arc trajectory for success than, say, Iran, for example, or, like, I don't know, Belarus. It's not great. I wonder how much of that authoritarianism you could shave off and still get the same fundamental outcome. But the truth is, like, the West is just raping, like, everything. It's really, really, really bad. I wonder if there's, like, long term, what if in 50 years North Korea is halfway normal? Keep in mind that, like, China during the Cultural Revolution was insane, mass slaughtering people. The thing that eventually liberated China from its own authoritarian impulses was economic development, right? Trade and industrialization. North Korea can't really get into the trade bit, because if it does, that kind of cuts into the whole Juche thing. But I do wonder if there's a point of internal development where it no longer is sensible for them to be as ruthless and authoritarian as they are. Not really sure. Turkey would straight up win against Israel. No nukes? Yeah, probably. You can't say be socialist and say North Korea is a good example of pretty much anything. I said North Korea is a good example of not getting molested by the West. Do you disagree with that? Vietnam was pretty isolated for a while. Yeah. They've been literally experiencing famine for decades. I think pragmatic industrialization should have set in by now. Not necessarily. I'm not entirely sure what point you're making. The chatter is kind of true. North Korea is totally reliant on Chinese food and economic aid to stay afloat. China doesn't want them to become self-sufficient. So what you're saying is that North Korea needs to become more isolationist. Their geography can't sustain their population. Well, I don't think it's good for a country to not be able to trade with the outside world. North Korea's terrain is pretty bad, right? Like, it's just difficult to feed their population off the terrain without dedicating like 99% of their land to farming or whatever. I think it's good to trade. It's just that, like, and this is a fact, if it wasn't for North Korea being Juche and doing what they did, they would be a puppet of the West by now. They would have been conquered by South Korea, and they would be like at best a vassal state, you know? That is just a fact. So if you want to fix countries like North Korea, you have to create a world where the alternative to North Korea is not being conquered by the West. It's like with Iran right now. Like, is it good that Iran has the ability to press the blow up the global economy button? No, not really. But it's also not good that Israel and America think they can do whatever they want with no consequences. The global order is a really fragile thing. It's really, like, the hold we have in it is tentative, and we've forgotten that. We act like there's nothing we can do to blow it up, when in fact, it's actually very easy to ruin everything. We need to build a world where we can't produce these outcomes. You know, the whole situation in the Middle East could be a fucking paradise by now, man. There is literally no reason why the Middle East can't have the development and the industrial and economic and social development that Beirut had in the 60s or Tehran had in like 1970 or whatever. You know, there's no reason they couldn't. The only reason they don't is because those conditions were created under the auspices of Western imperialism. Like, we did this. And we didn't want them to grow powerful unless they were under our control. Iran was on a path to reform, but the Shah f***ed it. Yeah. Iran was not like crazy hardline Islamist before. The whole Middle East wasn't. Wahhabism and like extremist, like ISIS-style Islamic extremism, like that's relatively modern. That's like a century old. Muslims on average were probably more moderate 150 years ago before the West started fondling their balls. Honestly, the average Muslim back 150 years ago probably wasn't that far off from the average Christian 150 years ago. The main distinction there would be that most Muslims still lived in tribal environments because the Saudi Arabia and such were very underdeveloped compared to like Western Europe. But if you normalize for like socioeconomic factors, they're just Abrahamic religions, you know? It's not really, or under the Ottomans. Yeah, I'm speaking very broadly, of course. Not like every Christian was the same 150 years ago, but like this like civilizational distinction is a modern thing. They never had reformation, though? Yeah, but like reformation, okay, the idea that religious reformation makes your religion more moderate or more progressive is just a lie. The most reactionary Christians on the planet right now are Protestants, post-reformation Christians. Like, reformation didn't make the Catholic Church any more progressive. The Catholics today are more progressive than the Protestants. I believe people everywhere naturally want secular democracy. I think on some level that's probably true, yeah. Not in Europe, that's not true. In America, it's true. And also, we don't really care about, like, UK Protestants. Protestantism has produced evangelical Christians who are the most dangerous extremist religious sect on earth, more dangerous than any group that has ever existed. So as far as I'm concerned, the Reformation did not, Martin Luther did not do us any favors, okay? Also, yeah, all Christians in Europe are spiritually Catholic. Or Orthodox,